With what you need to know in the news on Friday, March 25th, 2022, I'm Vin Abenou. A Pennsylvania man has been indicted by a grand jury in Ocean County for attempted murder after shooting a man in the head at the La Fontana Motel on Grant Avenue in Seaside Heights last summer. Jose Serrano Robles had been sharing a room at the motel. Suddenly, he shot the other man and took off. He's been in jail since his arrest. The State Labor Department has started scheduling in-person appointments for 12 of the state's one-stop career center locations.
The appointments that begin Monday aim to help people with ongoing trouble with their unemployment claims. However, you can't call to request an appointment. The state is scheduling appointments with people after pre-screening claims and identifying workers most likely to be helped by an in-person meeting. Claimants with a pending hearing can only be helped after their scheduled hearing date. Walk-ins will not be accepted. In Trenton, I'm Chad Robison.
New Jersey American Water will replace approximately 8,400 feet of aging water main in Ocean Township, Monmouth County. The company will upgrade the aging 2- and 6-inch cast iron water lines with new 8-inch ductile iron main along Ampere Avenue, Belmar Avenue, Camp Avenue, Garwood Street, Harrison Avenue, North Wanamassa Drive, and Wanamassa Point Road. State regulators put off a planned vote Thursday on allowing some medical marijuana dispensaries to begin selling to recreational users. That made it likely that legal adult-use sales won't start until the summer. But last night, the agency added a special meeting a little more than 2 weeks from now.
The Cannabis Regulatory Commission has applications from 8 medical dispensaries looking to add adult use, but Executive Director Jeff Brown says the industry is around 100,000 pounds short of the supply needed to handle both markets and worries about access for medical patients.
I'm extremely confident in our ability collaboratively, the CRC and the industry, to fix these issues and work together to get this market off the ground quickly.
In visits to dispensaries over the next 2 weeks, the state will push for commitments to prioritize medical patients through exclusive hours, phone lines, and home delivery to avoid the expected crowds.
While we may not be 100% there today, we can get there.
At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
Meanwhile, the Cannabis Regulatory Commission awarded the first conditional licenses to future recreational marijuana businesses Thursday, including 50 cultivators and 18 manufacturers. Chairwoman Diana Wainew says it's a noteworthy milestone.
I'm very happy that we've finally been able to cross this threshold and a historic moment for the state of New Jersey.
As of a week ago, the CRC had gotten 626 business applications, including 245 cultivators, 232 retailers, and 134 manufacturers. If you use an iPhone or iPad, it may get more expensive. Apple may soon force you to buy a subscription to all of their hardware devices. Industry analysts say it's a clear money grab designed to boost Apple's stock price. Bloomberg was the first to report the subscription, but it's still not clear how much it would be and when it would go into effect. Are you happy with where you live? A new poll finds many residents have a love-hate relationship with their residence.
Ashley Koning of the Rutgers-Eagleton poll says a just-released survey finds almost 6 in 10 Jersey residents are happy living in the Garden State, and
70% say their town or city is an excellent or good place to live. 75% say the same about their neighborhood.
However, the poll also finds half of respondents say they would like to move out of their neighborhood if given the opportunity.
3% would move within the same town within New Jersey, 15% would move to another town in New Jersey, but 36% say they would move to an entirely new state.
I'm David Matthau.
Who's to blame for the high gas prices? Most Americans don't blame President Joe Biden directly, and many believe there are factors outside his control. But most sure don't like Biden's general handling of the U.S. economy. The AP survey found 70% of Americans believe the economy is bad. 60% blame Biden for it. And most say his policies are hurting, not helping. New Jersey has been temporarily blocked by the U.S. Supreme Court from withdrawing from a commission aimed at rooting out corruption at local ports.
State police have been ready to take over monitoring the ports under a process started in 2018 by then-Governor Chris Christie. New Jersey says the decades-old Waterfront Commission of New York Harbor overregulates business and organized crime has largely been driven out. New York points to recent criminal prosecutions of reputed mob associates as proof that it hasn't. Governor Murphy says New Jersey's interests are poorly served by a commission that operates without transparency and has long outlived its usefulness. I'm your InVote.
The state Senate has approved Senator Anthony Bucco's legislation requiring schools to include instruction on the events of September 11, 2001 in the curriculum. The instruction would provide information on the historical context of the attack, a timeline of the day as the events unfolded, The heroic action of the police, firefighters, paramedics, and other first responders in the rescue and recovery of victims, and the outpouring of humanitarian, charitable, and volunteer assistance and support that occurred immediately following September 11th. First responders in New Jersey with post-traumatic stress disorder related to the job need more protections, according to a bill moving along in Trenton. The measure would make it law that these individuals receive no pushback or discipline from their boss related to their diagnosis.
Anthony Tarantino with Professional Firefighters Association of New Jersey says this bill would help get rid of any stigma surrounding PTSD, maybe make more first responders talk freely about what just happened following a stressful incident.
It's called critical stress debriefing. We don't do that. We internalize it.
The bill blocks employers from discriminating against their responders who may need to take leave due to work-related PTSD. State Senator Nia Gill says while these protections are needed, the proposal should also require that these first responders undergo treatment.
I think without the treatment part,
it could be
open for abuse.
I'm Dino Flamia.
The Diocese of Trenton, which oversees 97 parishes across Ocean, Monmouth, Mercer, and Burlington counties, we'll have two special masses for everybody to come and pray together for peace in the Ukraine. Bishop David O'Connell will lead prayer services and masses today at noon with a mass at St. Mary's of the Assumption Cathedral in Trenton, and next Thursday at St. Joseph Church, which is part of Our Lady of Fatima Parish in Keyport, and that mass will start at 7 p.m. that night. Both masses, though, will be live streamed on the Diocese of Trenton YouTube channel. I'm Vin Abenue on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Friday and a great weekend.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.